Salut les amis, ici Louis, ça va bien comme vous voulez? Bienvenue dans Pop en Stock, votre émission de pop musique versatile et touche à tout sur RDWA 107.5 FM et www.rdwa.fr ainsi que sur Déclic Radio, www.déclicradio.fr à Tournon. Un petit bonjour aux Tournonnais, d'ailleurs j'ai pas trop de nouvelles, si vous avez envie de nous communiquer des avis, des retours, etc. N'hésitez pas, hein, on a un mail, vous pouvez poster des commentaires sur la page de l'émission. J'ai effectivement très peu de retours de la part de cette zone où Pop en Stock est diffusée. Et c'est bien dommage. Pour en venir à cette émission, aujourd'hui, je vais laisser s'exprimer trois personnages attachants du circuit rock. Trois outsiders qui ont toujours privilégié leur liberté et leur créativité avant toute autre considération. Cette tradition des songwriters engagés, qui a connu bien des représentants célèbres tant en Amérique que sur le vieux continent, existe depuis toujours, certes. Je ne voudrais pas les citer tous, mais en tout cas Assurance Tour X et les troubadours du Moyen-Âge, et a culminé récemment pendant la guerre du Vietnam et la vague hippie. Bob Dylan, Phil Ox, pour ne citer qu'eux, étaient les bardes modernes, les étendards d'une contestation nécessaire à un système par trop violent. Et si leur voix semble moins présente depuis, engloutie dans les paillettes d'un show business bling-bling, lui-même vitrine d'un modèle de civilisation libérale apparemment triomphant, elles sont d'autant plus nécessaires par les temps qui courent, et si les grands médias passent souvent à côté de ces souvent obscurs lanceurs d'alerte musicaux, ils peuvent heureusement se faire connaître pour ceux qui se donnent la peine de les chercher à travers des médias moins visibles, plus alternatifs, RDWA pour ne pas nous citer, mais qui font un réel travail de transmission et de partage d'artistes non référencés par le showbiz. Et on va commencer avec C.R. Avery, dont on écoutera deux chansons, Bill Hicks et Sainte Marie. C.R. Avery, c'est un touche-à-tout de génie originaire de Vancouver qui mélange avec bonheur hip-hop, chansons à texte, slam et human beatboxing. Imaginez Neil Young inspiré par le hip-hop et chantant le blues comme Tom Waits et vous aurez une idée de la richesse de l'univers musical véhiculé par ce Canadien que je vous ai d'ailleurs déjà passé dans Pop en Stock 123 Calm Mode, une chanson absolument magnifique. En tout cas, on écoute Bill Hicks et Sainte Marie par C.R. Avery.
I arrived back in the Big Apple in the middle of the Republican family feud. I'm leery of the police because I'm paranoid of the orders they've been issued. This world is made up of feelings, the ones you feel strongest about in the end. I've never been a best man at a wedding, it's usually a woman who's my closest friend. Around here people hold on to grudges that are 10 feet high and guarded by acquaintances like bricks. But still I'm gonna find my midnight comrades while surrounded in these American politics. Hop into a yellow cab down to the Bowery, trying to find the ghost of Bill Hicks. Now throughout history the rich have won this family feud. Underdogs howling through the night with a bone to pick, secrets dug up and chewed. This world is made up of children, some grow up to be adults. Some rob the winds of change while stacking blood money into their private vaults. It's just the ocean seems so wild, like it could drown the spite I had towards a man made of stone and sticks. Instead I drowned in hurtful name calling in these American politics. What this world needs right now is another Bill Hicks. Now there's money to be made off a riot, a protest of a family feud. He contemplates flipping tables in the temple in the cafe where the coffee brew. This world is made up of Johnny Cashes, Nina Simones, Marlon Brando's, but the originals are dead. Kerouac didn't drink with hippies, he got drunk with his mom instead. Bojangles sips his coffee, thinking about the year 1976. He snuck across the border wire and he finds he's surrounded in American politics. And staring down at the headlines at Seattle Times, he knows for sure this world needs another Bill Hicks. Everyday family squabble, this is a to the death fought feud. The opera house is boarded up, there's no more theater lights to set the mood. This world is made up of sights and sounds, some are easier on your ears, the further away you get. This new Mozart sits in his loft, looking over his composition, transposing for flute and clarinet. His lover stands in the doorway, he blows out the fire.
fire, wax flying from the end of the candle's wicks. In the dark, six notes from a symphony, composed, surrounded in American politics. Opus entitled, This World Needs Another Bill Hicks. Port Authority bus stations sure off the roof. But this world is made up of destinations and places you've already been. It's strange, but my favorite book is the memoirs of Anthony Quinn called The Original Sin. How else could Hitler have been defeated if we didn't send troops to go fight on a foreign shore? I'm surrounded in American politics, trying on a uniform from a soldier in the Second World War. Before I went to Europe, my mother said, sew a maple leaf on your backpack so they know you're Canadian. I just stared out at my food. Underdogs will always howl through the night, and throughout history, the rich have won this family feud.
Start spreading the news. Soft coos from pigeons can be heard as the church cockadoodles its bells at high noon, while castle sand dunes down below under four-day-year-old snow. People walk in preoccupied circumstance, modern dance, shuffle, while a chocolate rosemary truffles in the clutch of an old Italian hobbit woman who immigrated from Sicily in 1912. She looks up from bended knees, folded like linen to Mother Mary. While an ordinary subway car, Unte, carries the news of speed. Like lightning speaks of Hopkins electricity, like TV speaks in volumes in the coffee houses after church bells of Holy Trinity. The infidels talk of St. Marie. A hustle is a hustle, stupid. Tin pen alley cupid, clothespin in the side is smooth, dapper dressed and tattooed on your forehead's memory like Scooby-Doo after running off the yellow school bus. Computer in a French fairy tale. The memos went out, notifying the proper authorities that people would be, in fact, dancing in the street. That musicians would back up newsboys and gals hat cocked to the side, screaming extra, extra, with rewritten headlines. Compassion come, compassion come. It's the best gig he had in years. The trumpet player can't complain, and they can't cut each profane word heard. Like squeezed tube of toothpaste is like an abrupt direction from the editorial section. In a further inspection in the morning, cigarette butts are found sleeping by the bandstand, and yesterday's news is caught in the grilled cheese breeze by the diner. The police want to know who's responsible for this mess, for this public disturbance. We all know who brought us together. And live from the living room, Kaboom broadcast. But no one says who. Not even the kid with two prior convictions breathes the lead. Like Robin Hood was protected, Friar Tuck in a Wu-Tang Clan hoodie lights Roman Cathedral candles. Under dark green sky with dandelion moon harboring a criminal. In the church basement, mixing up the medicine, signing each letter with a T. St. Marie. Now I was reading Macbeth with bad breath when I heard of the death. Growing cold to an old grudge, like a toilet with a bumper sticker that reads, shit happens. But listen, in the guillotine suburbs, an epiphany occurred as absurd as Gandhi doing Murphy Brown doggy style. While the radio plays, Hank Williams, hey, good looking, what the fuck do we have cooking? If we don't have the night, if we don't push ourselves, just transcend our part in it. Nothing will be but novelists quoting Nietzsche. Spoken word means beat the fuck up, smash a wine bottle in time. Send that demon back to hell as you ride on the back of a transgender lion, scratched up by a pterodactyl, running to a stage that you can call home for the night. Now a cop gets out of his cruiser without a partner, alone, doors heard slam. People are lined up on Main Street that is plastered with gig posters as church bells ring out like the horns and ring of fire. I was in the outskirts in snow solitude, but I heard thunder crack at the exact same moment. And the feet that are walking back to civilization whispering under my breath, compassion come,
compassion come out of extra, extra. Read all about it. T-Paul lives. And spoken word means speak the fuck up before death comes to us all, before we can be sainted. Listen. On the train station sidewalk, there are two tracks and a platform in the middle. One track carries newsboys and gals who have testified every Sunday inside. The other track, the train is a shapeshifter, turning from a number three bus to an ordinary car, zooming by under evening sky. On the platform in the middle is a rockabilly poet, the host of the Modern Times Hobo. He flashes a Zippo, producing a cherry on the end of a cigarette. He was always outside smoking. St. Marie. He was always outside smoking. St. Marie. But it wasn't because he didn't want to listen. Listen. That's when he talked to God.
Et après Bill Hicks et St. Marie par C.R. Avery, on continue avec Louis Knox Marlowe, un musicien américain originaire de l'Ohio, connu pour être membre fondateur des groupes de rock américains Deep Wound, Dinosaur Jr., Sebado et The Folk Implosion. Et il est considéré comme un pionnier de la scène Lo-Fi durant la fin des années 1980 et le début des années 1990. Lo-Fi, pour les gens à qui ça ne parle pas, c'est le contraire de Hi-Fi, c'est-à-dire enregistrer de la musique avec très très peu de moyens, avec souvent un magnétophone à cassette, dans un garage, etc. Toujours un peu en marge, mais sans jamais cesser d'être créatif, Lou Barlow sait transporter son public avec des chansons simples mais bien construites et émotionnellement chargées. Et par exemple, je vous propose d'écouter Round and Round, extrait de Emo de 2005.
Out on the streets, that's where we'll meet. You make the night, I always cross the line. Tighten the belt, abuse ourselves. Get in our way, we'll put you on your shelf. Another day, another way. We're gonna go, and then we'll see you again. I've had enough, we've had enough. All the same, she said, I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. I knew right from the start, you put an arrow through my heart. Round and round, well, love will find a way, just give it time. Round and round, and what comes around goes around. I'll tell you why,
yeah.
Looking at you, looking at me, the way you move, you know it's easy to see. The neon lights are on me tonight. I've got a way, I'm gonna prove it tonight. Like Romeo to Juliet, tongue in time, I'm gonna make you mine. I've had enough, we've had enough. All the same, she said, I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. I knew right from the start, you put an arrow through my heart. Round and round, find a way, just give it time. Round and round, and what comes around goes around. I'll tell you why. Round and round, will love will find a way, just give it time.
Et avec The Third Eye Foundation, projet oscillant entre drum and bass et trip-hop, l'anglais Matt Elliott a signé au tournant du siècle une poignée d'albums importants comme Ghost en 1997. Mais à partir de 2001, s'est lancé sous son propre nom, dans une voix plus folk mais non moins ténébreuse. Et ce virage est d'autant plus sidérant qu'il explose tous les canons du folk, comme par exemple avec The Right to Cry, une chanson fleuve de plus de 17 minutes de long, où sa personnalité extrêmement forte, Sa sensibilité exacerbée démultiplie sa capacité à transmettre un frisson qui bouleverse définitivement l'âme de l'auditeur. Et comme le dit le titre de cette chanson, vous avez le droit de pleurer. Cet extrait de Only Myocardial Infarction Can Break Your Heart de 2013, ça veut dire seulement les arrêts du cœur peuvent casser celui-ci. Eh oui, c'est sûr que c'est radical. En tout cas, on écoute The Right to Cry. Et là, vous en avez pour un bout de temps. À bientôt.
Thank you.
Et voilà, c'est déjà terminé. Oui, effectivement, avec une chanson comme The Right to Cry qui dure 17 minutes, ça laisse pas beaucoup de place pour d'autres chansons dans une émission d'une demi-heure. Qu'à cela ne tienne, vaut mieux la qualité que la quantité. J'espère que cette émission de Pop en Stock consacrée à des songwriters de qualité vous a inspiré. Je vous souhaite une bonne continuation. À très bientôt. Au revoir.